Hello, it's the 30th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough has come under fire on social media from Nigel Farage. Farage criticised the council for failing to fly the English flag back in April on St George's Day. In addition, he discussed how the Albanian flag was on display last Monday to celebrate Albanian Independence Day and the flag of Pakistan back in August. The Borough Council responded on social media by correcting the GB News host regarding flying of the English flag on St George's Day with proof. Other social media commentators denounced the former UKIP and Brexit party leader for not checking his facts while pointing to the rich racial diversity which exists in Bedford. 36-year-old Nathan Turner and 44-year-old Paul Burton have both been handed multiple offences in connection with last Sunday's incident in Bedford's Bury Court. Charges include robbery, attempted murder and criminal activity related to firearms. Both suspects currently remain in custody. Next Tuesday, King Charles III will make his first visit to Bedfordshire as British head of state. He will meet with the Sikh community in Luton before boarding the new Luton Direct Air Rail transport system between Luton Airport Parkway Rail Station and London Luton Airport. Though not due to be open to the public until next year, the King will take a 3-minute test run on the cable-driven rail line. Selville resident Eileen Stock recently celebrated her 103rd birthday on the same day as her great-grandson Harry Smith, who turned 3. Her granddaughter Helen Smith said Eileen had a low-key celebration where she and Harry shared cake and laughs. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.